podcast, but a call somebody.
Hey, Boogeyman. What the fuck? What the fuck? Fucking sharks. I gotta say one motherfucking thing. Lucky motherfuckers.
Hey, that was the greatest power play of all time. Four goals, four minutes.
5 minutes, yeah. Hey, man. Let me just say this. The guy gets knocked down. He's falling down. And then the other guy decides to shove his fucking face into the fucking ice. Okay, that all happens. Now, this is... It's definitely a penalty.
Oh. The guy was laid out leaking out of his head with his helmet
on. Well, that's why it's a penalty.
You know what I think is fucked up? The player from the other team thinks that it's too long of a power play for what happened. It's like, dude, there's blood on the fucking ice. Dude.
Listen to this.
5 minutes.
That's
is
a
perfect 50-50 amount.
Question. Half the people think that he's shown he should have been a 2 minute.
That's
the
what
other
I'm
half
saying.
Should have been 5 minutes.
I think so. 5 minutes is
okay. What are you gonna do to get a 5 minute fucking penalty? Bring a motherfucking gun?
Well, you just saw it, man. You just gotta slam the guy's head in your eyes.
5 minutes.
You're out of the game. Boom.
It's always the team that loses that complains.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ask the Kansas City Chiefs, ask the fucking New Orleans Saints who are protesting the fucking Super Bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
Fact is, the dude was falling down and one of your players came over and drove his head into the fucking ice.
And it was a setup play.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he wouldn't even go for that puck.
First of all, 5 minutes,
let me tell you, is that a sport?
Hey, I'll tell you what, you ask every 18,000 people that were in that building that night, I bet you they'd tell you it was a sport.
I was there with me and Bowie did the pod Tuesday, and after the pod, we're like, fuck it, let's go to the game. We were fifth row. I swear to God, man, that was the best fucking sport you could ever go to.
Especially that it was game 7 and went to overtime. That's all you want right there. Game 7, overtime, and hockey?
20 more minutes, this guy's going to kick the fuck out of the other guy.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's definitely your fairy tale.
I change a fucking stick, man. I'd come out there if your fucking name written on that motherfucker.
You know what was really cool about that moment too? I mean, not trying to make light of what happened to Pavelski. Hope he gets back quick, but
he'll be back tomorrow.
But Thornton, the old guy on the team, 40, he's been around forever.
Yeah.
Skating him back, holding his. He looks at his team because they had a Couture on the radio. Looks at his team and says, "You guys are going to go out there and score 3 fucking goals right now."
I heard him say it. I was sitting right there.
And Couture was like, the rest of the bench just kind of looked at each other and they're like, when somebody like that tells you that you need to go out there and score 3 fucking goals, you got to go score 3 fucking goals.
It was amazing.
I can't even imagine how nuts that place was been going.
So, you know, and he put up his finger after he said, that's one, and they were still focused. But, you know, I talk a lot of shit about baseball, about they celebrate, like they pop bottles. You just won the fuck. You went to the playoffs. You won round one. They start celebrating like they fucking already won the World fucking Series. But I'll tell you what. After that game, nobody left that fucking arena.
Oh, I bet they didn't. I mean,
everybody.
San Jose was still alive at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But one of the most amazing thing is that the hockey players were congratulating themselves right in front of me. The comeback and the triumph that they went through, it was amazing to watch those guys. That had to have been the best fucking feeling in the whole fucking world,
man.
I mean,
you have captains in every sport, but that C on your sweater means a lot in hockey. When your captain goes down over something like that, and you already don't like the other team across from you, I mean, if you needed any more incentive to go out there.
All you needed was 5 fucking minutes.
Fuck, dude. All I know is that lit a fire under them. And then,
really,
but I got to
say,
everybody, and I'm a diehard Sharks fan and have it since, when it was 3-0, though, there was a part of me that said, it's over.
I almost went home. I was there.
It's off, Dave.
It's over.
I turned that motherfucker off and started watching wrestling.
See what Rhonda's up to.
Rhonda's gone.
But no, I was...
You might as well watch Joel Osteen. Watch that shit.
I mean, there's like 6 minutes left and you're down 3-0.
Well, what about when they came back and tied it up 4-4? Don't tell me that little unsettling
The last 10 seconds, that, right? See that guy almost pulled it off right there?
Give up that fucking goal in 40 seconds?
And then cry about it.
You know,
they scored, though. When we went to that game, dude, I think it was like in the last 30 seconds. The Sharks came down and scored on Colorado.
Yeah, it was in one of the minutes. Yeah, that's who they're playing next.
I know.
Hey, who's favorite to win the cup?
So the Sharks are the highest remaining seed actually in the entire Stanley Cup.
They're favored to win it, right?
I don't want to necessarily say that they're the highest remaining seed because Tampa got eliminated, Washington got eliminated last night by Carolina, and Calgary got swept by Colorado. So all the top seeds in the two top seeds in the East,
the top dogs are out.
But you know what they say about hockey, though. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to, you know.
What do they say about hockey?
So the playoffs for hockey are more meant for the teams that get in like the 8, 7, and 6 seeds because they've been fighting all season long. The ones that kind of pull away kind of go into cruise mode.
That must mean you go to the nearest bar. Hey man, what are you doing next week?
But we'll see.
I'll tell you what, man, I was fully
I'm happy for him.
It's cool, huh?
Yeah.
But being there is something completely different
when you're five rows up, watching those guys cringe every time you hit that fucking wall.
The fucking speed of that game is
just, it hurts your brain trying to follow that puck. And the way they anticipate where each other are going to be.
You see some of those passes that they're able to do, and they just put it right on the stick. Like the pass from Carlson to, I think it was Couture. On the second or third goal, he got it slightly in the air to get over the defender's stick, and then dude doesn't even let it touch the ground and deflects it into the fucking net. I mean, Pavi's doing it with his face, but this dude's doing it with his stick.
He's taking a beating though. Pavi. The Knights were picking on him.
Well, fuck, man, you gotta look for a weak link.
Might as well take out the leader.
Fuck yeah! What's that C stand on your shirt for? First one down.
So
I tell my guys,
canceled.
See that guy says C? I don't want to see him at halftime.
See you later.
C.
Oh my god.
See you, motherfucker.
And then I tell you, it was one hell of an effort by the Sharks at home. But I tell you what, those fucking Warriors, they sure don't try that hard at home.
Fuck, dude. Fucking guys. I mean,
they're
going to
make you go crazy.
I don't think they're going to do it.
I don't think they're going to win it this year.
No, I don't know, man.
They just
look, I think it's a way to push for more games, for more money for
the
NBA.
That's a good point. That's true.
I mean, why have these guys come in and wipe you out 4 in a row when they can go ahead and give you a game or two?
Yeah.
Because what are they making, like $100 million just off tickets?
Don't they only get paid for like 4 games? And then after the 4th game, hey, it's real easy here, Billy Bob. You're going to get $100,000. So we're going to give you that $100,000 in 4 fucking games. But if you play 7 games, you're still only getting $100,000. So you better take your Billy Bob ass out there and win in 4 fucking games.
I didn't know Billy Bob was on the team. That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, he is, man. He's the captain.
The C? Yeah.
We're going to have to find you a dentist.
That's his brother-in-law.
Shit. Hey, all those teams Billy that Fox, got eliminated, right. That's the first thing they did the next morning. All right, let's go to the dentist, make sure I still got all the chiclets in there.
Yeah, guys in there pouring cement in your mouth.
Well, fucking Couture got 4 teeth fucking knocked out. He's got his front lateral incisor missing.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking that every day, man.
Yeah, man. And I mean, in Burns, that dude, he got no teeth in the front, so...
I like 88 Burns.
He's
a bad motherfucker.
I like the goalie. Jonesy, that's
Goldie.
I love the goalie.
That goalie for the Knights was all right, too.
Fleury?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the meme? It's him trying to stop a puck, and it's a beach ball that got through him. It's pretty great.
That's hilarious.
But, hey, Vegas is a good team. They're going to be very good
for a long time. And,
but I just, there's something about watching it, like the Sharks. It's like you guys just can't end it. Like you guys are way too talented and way too good to fucking bow out like you always do.
I'll take the Sharks over the Warriors right now.
Fuck, dude, it's so fucking exciting. Playoff hockey is Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting here watching Tampa Bay versus Florida or whoever the fuck it is in the East.
Hey, should I give him the button?
I did.
They don't know the button.
I did watch the Hurricanes and Caps game, though, because that was game seven.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't watch a lot of other hockey, but I am very invested in the Sharks right now. So,
fuck, man, I can't wait to go to the Cup.
Yeah, man, I mean...
I want to go to the fucking parade.
I haven't been to one in San Jose.
Right. Yeah, if man. Them and the Warriors oh win, they can just start.
Last parade in San Jose was Cinco de Mayo.
Which is coming up.
Which is coming up.
Shit, Sunday.
God, that shit cracks me up. I think it's fucking hilarious that they celebrate Cinco. A lot of people don't even know what Cinco de Mayo is all about. Yeah, you know what I mean? But you'll go. You'll go if there's a party out there and just to have some Coronas or something or whatever, you know, just hang out.
You'll see me.
That's all the holidays really turned into.
It's like Christmas.
Well, what do you think St. Patrick's Day is? You don't celebrate. If you're really Irish, you don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you're all the Irish, you celebrate drinking.
What the fuck they do? But that's what I'm saying. It's the same kind of thing. You're not really Irish, but you just, you know, hey, I'm going to drink because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Time out. Boogeyman, what the fuck you think? 5'10" and
207 after he ate carbs.
And they want him. And everybody wants you.
Last night.
Everybody wants you.
Shorty, dude, in about an hour, he might get drafted.
I don't think the Cardinals are going to take him.
I'm saying fake news.
I'm saying fake news.
I've been saying
I'm saying they're going to go Quentin Williams number one. Or Bosa.
Is that guy going to have a fucking bird on his helmet? Or a pirate guy?
Or a pirate guy? Hey, you know what? Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Somebody could sneak up, you know, move up in the draft and take him. I just don't think he's going to have the size to make it as a quarterback. Maybe if he went to another, it's very.
And what if he decides, hey, fuck this, I'm just going to go play baseball for the A's?
He could do that too. Yeah, I mean, he might get hit once and say, fuck this.
But he's might play baseball, but I think he got to go sort of like that triple A shit.
Yeah.
You know how to ride the bus? So you know how to get on the airplane?
That's fucking
hilarious. How the fuck you think you get the airplane? On the fucking bus.
The short bus for Shorty.
Yeah, the little yellow bus.
You have a little lift for you, little guy.
I heard today that they
strapped you in your seat.
49ers were entertaining ideas for Solomon Thomas. So we'll see what the 49ers are going to do. Today.
That's what I said. They get Williams. They're like, we really don't have room for all these guys, but they really need an outside guy. More.
I really don't think you could miss with either one of them, Bosa or Quentin Williams. I just, I don't know if they could maybe. They don't really necessarily have a lot of picks, so I mean, if they can maybe move back a little bit and pick up a couple extra.
That's
ones,
my theory. My theory is that if birds,
what they got to do, the weakest thing on their fucking team is their defense.
Yeah. Right.
So hopefully, Buck Rogers comes back and doesn't get hurt.
They need a receiver too.
They need a receiver. They need a secondary.
But let's say the Cardinals don't take Shorty. Okay, they take, say, Quentin Williams. That's who I would
take. Then we take Bosa.
No. We trade to the Raiders, and the Raiders come get Shorty.
I don't think
it's Raiders a possibility.
Yeah, but I don't think the Raiders are.
Carr's not a Gruden guy.
Hey, Carr.
He's not a Gruden guy.
But is Kyler Murray a Gruden guy?
If he picks him, he's a Gruden guy.
Gruden is a defense.
He's got an ego, too.
Dude, he's the one that took Brett Favre and. And what's his face?
Rodgers? No, he was on the Raiders by then. He didn't take Favre.
Well, Gruden's already assembled a great receiving corps, right?
I mean, he's got this big chest.
Yeah, right.
Hey, dude, he was with the Packers. He was the Packers' offense quarterback, dude.
Coach, whatever.
Coach,
yeah.
When they won the Super Bowl. And I think that was Brett Favre.
Yeah.
You know what I liked about Favre? If he just went out and he fucking played the game. You know what I mean?
A true Iron Man.
He really was. I remember watching something on him, and he went to his...
He smelled like sandalwood.
Yeah. What? Anyways. He was talking to somebody. He didn't know what a like a nickel defense was or something like that. And he looked over to his linebacker and he said, "Hey, what's a nickel defense?" And, you know, his linebacker thought he was joking. And he goes, "Are you serious?" And Brett Favre's like, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, that's just where you change out like a defensive end for like a corner, something like that." And Brett Favre, he goes, "That's it?" He goes, "Yeah, that's it, man." And Brett Favre's response, which I just thought was awesome, he goes, "Who fucking gives a shit?" You know? But that's the kind of player he was. He just went out and he's like, "I'm going to make this happen." You know what I mean?
He was a gunslinger.
He wasn't afraid to throw it.
He definitely wasn't afraid to throw it.
He threw almost as many INTs as he did touchdowns.
Yeah. Shoot. But what the fuck? He gambled.
Yeah, but Drew called him the Riverboat Gambler for a reason.
Well, look at Drew Brees throws more interceptions.
No, he doesn't. He's fucking money, dude.
He's
the most accurate quarterback in the NFL.
No, he No way.
I can analyze stats up and down.
I could see him maybe doing it this year, but consistently?
No, consistently. Nobody has more 5,000 yards than Drew Brees. He has more.
What about that dude from San Diego?
He has deadly accuracy. Yeah. Deadly accuracy.
I don't know.
His arm strength's gone down a little bit the last couple of years.
Better than Rivers?
Accuracy-wise, if you listen to any analyst, no one would tell you that Drew Brees is not the most accurate quarterback.
Well, I'll tell you what they would tell you.
What about the interceptions compared to, like,
Brees? You want to look at the stats?
Let's do it.
His freaking – he's
– Hey, I'll tell you what they'll tell you. let's see. How many rings you got, motherfucker?
Okay. That's true.
You better go talk to Mr. Belichick.
He does have one.
Yeah, 186.
Rodgers has one. Yeah. Brees has one.
They could put them all together, and they still ain't got six.
It's true.
Tommy, man, don't be fucking with my friend Tommy.
Man, the GOAT.
I mean, what the
fuck? I got to – top terrific. You got to give it to this guy.
You can hand this guy anybody off the fucking street, and they'll be talking about you on Sunday afternoon.
You know what I mean?
Right after church.
Right after you're praying to the wall.
Fucking A. What's that wall for?
And right next to the old Billy Goat from Noah's Ark.
They should start a church of Tom Brady.
They sell his sheets. What the fuck?
Right? Shoot. I would go to the church of Tom Brady. I would. You know,
he's not. The guy's just a fucking winner.
I mean, it's hard to argue with those kind of, you know, the evidence is there, right?
I don't know. Can he walk on water, though?
I bet, you know what? I bet if you gave
water into Budweiser.
I bet if you gave Tom Brady a chance, he would. He'd find a way to walk on water.
He'd cheat.
With a little bit of Belichick. He would cheat. Oh, man.
Fucking floaty shoes.
Floaty shoes. I like it.
Hey, fuck. He's gonna when he goes. Let me tell you what. When he goes in the Hall of Fame, there ain't gonna be no way.
Why are you wearing a raincoat?
To ever break his record.
I've never jerked anybody off before. I don't know what's about to happen.
He goes, "Oh my God!" And that's at rest.
And that's at rest. There's this movie, Tom, called Ted. It's where this teddy bear basically comes to life. Have you heard of it?
E-L-O-U.
In the second one, they go to, they're trying to get Tom Brady's sperm. So they show up, and it's Mark Wahlberg, and they got the little teddy bear, and he's in a raincoat. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg goes, "Why are you in a raincoat?" God. And the little bear goes, "I don't know. I've never jerked anyone off before. I don't know what's about to happen." He's got the coat and the little hat and everything. So then Tom Brady wakes up. Tom Brady wakes up. They fall off the little ladder or whatever, and he takes the teddy bear and he throws it at Mark Wahlberg. He gets it, and he's like, "Perfect spiral."
Yeah.
Take your goddamn teddy bear with you.
Hey, is one of the paps down there?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
That's one of those movies, too. You're glad they didn't make a third one and, like, ruin it. Yeah. You know, they didn't go over
the first one.
Ted 2 was, like, the one where it was like, okay, we kind of pushed it with this one, but we can get away with it.
No,
like the Hangover 3.
I thought it was good. I thought it was.
Have you seen the last of the Enforcers, The Goon? Have you seen The Goon?
The hockey one?
The hockey one?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Have you seen the second one?
I saw the second one, too.
Oh, the second one is fucking great,
this movie, Tom.
You got to watch it.
It's just about a hockey player. Doesn't even know how to play the game.
It's called The Goon, and then there's the second one, The Goon. It's with Stifler from American Pie.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, we got to watch
it. And he's like a thug. But you know what, though? Both of the movies have a great story.
Time out.
Time out.
Well, folks, you know what time it is. It's time to find out what's going on in that.
Tell them, Dave. Crazy little town. How fucked up are those people down there?
Shit. All right. So a Florida couple got arrested at Walmart for the woman was doing karate, the son got nude, and then the dog stole cornbread mix, and they got arrested for that.
I wonder why.
Shit. You can't blame the dog.
I tell that motherfucking dog, man, you're supposed to go to the cash register.
I heard they make meth in the bathrooms in Florida. Oh, if you're looking for some.
That's why they say don't go to a rest stop bathroom or to a gas station in Florida. I mean, shit. They have signs that say, can't microwave your own pee. They're cooking the meth and selling the pee in the same place. Kind of smart, actually.
You ever sometimes see a crackhead on the street and you're at a gas station, you kind of don't want to get out? Mm-hmm. And then he goes in the store and you're like, I kind of don't want to go in this store.
Hey, I don't have to drive to Florida for that.
Right, it's funny because I was thinking about that.
I can drive not too fucking far for that. North and south. Fuck me.
Shit.
All right, next one. Florida man was arrested for stabbing his nephew because he was hogging the bathroom for too long.
You know, you used to go in there, shit, and get out.
That's what are you fucking doing? Terrible.
What are you doing in that bathroom?
I just want to know if at a certain point he yelled out. I just want to know if at a certain point he yelled out, "Hey, shooter, get off the pot!"
Oh, man. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's
last
why
one.
That's why there should always be an extra bathroom on it.
That third bathroom helps.
Hey, you know that his and hers stuff. You don't have to even pick up that toilet seat.
Hey, why do they always get mad when you don't put it down? What is
like
that?
Like, it takes so long.
They fall in.
I get that, but, I mean, look. You know what I mean? Look where you're fucking sitting. You know what
thing.
I mean? I mean, think of it as a trust fall. If I tell you, hey, go ahead, fall back into my... You're going to fucking look to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to. Why can't they, you know, just a quick fucking look?
My daughter does it. She looks. She puts her own seat.
Because
she really actually falls in on a regular one.
So, I mean, that's, you know...
I mean, don't know. I don't have that problem.
I think that's being responsible, you know. That's something
they should put that on fine or printing on the back of the wall.
Yeah.
You walk in that motherfucker. Hey. So when you're sitting down, you can read it.
Fuck, I don't know. I just thought I had to bring it up. You know,
failed the first time, stupid.
Well, I mean, think about when I go in there to take a piss, you know what I mean? I don't just start pissing all over the fucking place. You look to make sure that everything's, you know... ready for
copacetic.
Me to go, man.
That's
right. Hitting the water. I'm not.
So if anything's in the way, too bad for it. I'm here to piss. I'm not here to fucking look to see.
What are you talking about?
Look to see if the toilet paper's correct.
No, I was listening to Ron White, and he was saying that he has one of those toilets that the seat just opens up by itself at his house.
There you go.
But he said he gets so used to it when he goes to another bathroom, he just pisses all over the fucker.
Then he's probably drunk all the fucking time. I mean, which, you know.
He probably can't function if he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Probably.
He says he envies people who are sober sometimes. Like, how could you be like that?
What are you thinking about? That's obvious. What the fuck is on your mind today? You know, what are you thinking about? Church? Who the fuck's the president? What the fuck's going on? You know, what the fuck?
What wall are you praying to?
Oh my
The Berlin
God.
Wall.
The Berlin Wall. What about President Trump's new wall? Somebody going to pray
shit,
to that?
Shit, they're building it in Mexico.
I think they should build one for Canada.
Do you think,
keep them out.
I heard that they're
stay in your
down,
own yard.
I heard they're tearing down the pre-existing
Canada.
Wall. Using
Canada's got
like
all
houses.
The weed going on and shit, man.
Hey, real
you
quick though, last one. Florida man pretending to be a cop pulls over an undercover cop. And then got arrested for it.
What a fucking douchebag.
There you go, Florida. Shout out. Know. Keep doing your thing.
Well, that's what you get for playing pretend, right? You know? How old is that guy?
He's probably in his late 20s. Or
Which is what in Florida years?
Yeah.
Whenever some kid
like
told me
dog?
He was 13,
is
I'm like,
heat?
You are the most
is
shot
it the
out 13
humidity
year old
that
seen?
Makes people do weird shit?
I think so. I think you're onto something, right? Josh. It is the humidity.
I'm going to look into it. Deeper into this.
I'm telling you.
Come back with
it. What do you say when you grow up in a swamp? What the fuck?
Well, we hear George Carlin say, he goes, the whole state of Florida looks like a giant, like, you know, giant dick about to shoot a load of cum all over Cuba or something. Like a load of freedom, he called it, like a load of fucking freedom. It's fucking hilarious.
Carlin was good, dude.
Carlin, yeah. Legendary.
He would shit on religion pretty good too.
He did. If anybody, and but
he saw it for the crap.
But also to a point where you had to stop and go. Yeah,
you got
to
think
that
about
makes,
it.
That makes
hey, you know
not
what?
Just think about it, but you're like, that guy made a lot of sense.
I mean, it's logical.
That's, yeah, very
hey, logic and religion don't go together.
Very much so.
If you put the story all together, honest to God, there was no boat with all the animals. Nobody mean, fucking walked on water.
Well, here's a question for you, Tom.
We talked to a Bernie
if you're
Bush.
If you're a fucking kangaroo getting off that boat, how the fuck do you know to go traipsing all the way across the Middle East, swim across the fucking ocean to get to a continent where nobody knows where the fuck it came from?
I don't know. He probably made it in a unicorn and didn't. Just imagine a unicorn would have showed up.
That's
in
why
Australia.
We don't have unicorns anymore. They didn't make it to
they
Australia.
They didn't fucking make it, man.
With all the other weirdness.
Yeah, that guy landed this fucking invisible ship.
Invisible
shit. You know, it's a shoe fly. I mean, how'd that fucking fly get all the way over there to the United States? Hey, honest to God, man, this ain't no shit. You listen, you talking about crazy shit like that? This is really fucking crazy. Oh, fuck, let me have a sip of this beer. I'll tell you what. I must say, I might have been in the sixth grade. So, you know, they have little tours for the kids.
Tours?
Yeah, to go to, you know, like the firehouse and this shit. You know, occupied those little motherfuckers for a few hours. Hey, you want to throw a hand grenade at the school today?
If not, nope. What about church?
Didn't want to do that. Gosh. So we go to Lake Merritt at the boathouse.
And I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay, well, that's the new boathouse. The old boathouse was right there on 14th, across from the courthouse. So you go there, and it's a museum, you know. So I'm in school, you know, so they're walking you all around there, you know. So at the end of the fucking thing, they have a little quiz. So, and in the fucking quiz, they ask you, what was the first bird that flew across the ocean? Because they tell you, you know. You know what I wrote down? Fucking seagull.
Did you get it right?
Nope.
Nope.
What was the correct answer?
Fuck, yeah. I don't know. Was it the seagull? Well, I mean, but what the fuck?
It was a pterodactyl.
At least you know what it is.
It was pterodactyl.
Ah, fuck, I don't know. I'm thinking as a kid, man. Every time I go to the beach, there's a seagull there.
Does it, you know, doesn't like dinosaurs also sound like a fairy tale? I mean, think about it. Giant fucking creatures that we can't even imagine.
But their bones are there, man.
That's how they make you think you believe it. We got the bones. You know, every bone in every museum is synthetically made.
Well, because why would they put real ones in there and risk them getting stolen?
I'm just saying, it just sounds like it's a stretch. You know what I mean? It's a stretch.
There's a lot of evidence.
Well, that means somebody before had to go around and bury in this shit and going, yeah, you know what? When these idiots dig this up, they're going to think some real
shit. Well, let's just.
They would have to waste a lot of money on all those researchers that go out there and dig that shit up.
I just think it's hard to imagine. Just these giant fucking creatures.
It's easier for me to
just roaming the earth. I don't know.
Book of dinosaurs than the good book.
However they rationalize it. Yeah. I mean, Noah was 850 years old, so.
I mean, let's just say I believe that little book that I read as a kid about dinosaurs a whole hell of a lot more than a good book.
Yeah, they probably did exist, but maybe they
romanticized
it a little
bit. Well, they're starting to say that they didn't quite maybe look. Because we depicted them as these large reptilian-looking things.
Well, what the fuck? If you have a bone and you put the bones all together, you may not pick out the right color.
But that was fucking best. That's the fuck.
That one kind of looks scary. Let's make him red.
Well, it's kind of like, how do we know what the aliens look like?
Timmy, that one's pink.
Because the other one, you're not in Project 51.
Do we actually know the color for the aliens?
Well, I mean, you had civilizations over thousands of years drawing the same things, and they, you know,
we're talking millions of years.
Exactly. So, I mean,
what catches me about aliens is that you've got this universe, this infinite universe, and nobody thinks that there couldn't possibly be
It's mathematically impossible.
It's mathematically what?
Mathematically impossible.
For what?
To think that we're the only form of life in this entire universe. We're one star in one galaxy out of 100 billion galaxies and 100 billion stars that we know of.
However, no one's found any of the life. Show me it first, then I'll believe.
Who's going to be first?
It doesn't mean that they haven't found any
China.
Is it going to be the United States?
China.
I think we already, the whole world already knows. It's all bullshit.
I just look at it. I know one thing. Hey, Jesus Christ didn't teach no one how to build a pyramid.
Well,
he was a fucking carpenter. You knew that beam a little bit over. Fuck you.
Well, like in my experience, a lot of people will always ask the question. You know, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And my retort to that is always, okay, so you believing in aliens is a stretch, but that book that you read on Sunday is okay? Because to me, there's no evidence to support anything in the Bible.
What's the wall support? The fucking bathroom?
I'm just saying.
No, I agree.
It's all bullshit.
I agree 100%.
Well, you know what, though? At the same time, though, if you're looking at the Bible, you can't really judge it on a scientific level because they didn't invent science. Can't. When that thing came out.
Yeah.
So to not even have the scientific method.
They didn't even have a Ford.
Right. So this thing. That's when science came out. But in reality, they have a story they tell. And they still tell the story about
life. It's a fairy tale.
Right.
It's a fairy tale.
Now to come out and say this is scientifically
Jesus
true.
Jesus wasn't feeding them a lot of shit.
So in every fairy tale, it starts out. Once upon a time. And in the Bible, it starts out in the beginning.
That's right. That's before once upon a time.
Oh, shit. Well, even the popes admitted that there could possibly be extraterrestrial life out there.
Yeah, you know how much shit the Vatican has?
Yeah, right. So for the pope to come out and say that, I mean, I think, you know, that tells you right there that, you know.
You've also got to remember back in the day, churches were responsible for some of the largest book burnings. They would go and discover these new places and be the first ones in there, get rid of shit, and then tell people, okay, you can go in.
How do you think those Catholics became so powerful? By collecting fucking money on Sunday?
Well, they would also go to people's houses and say, you better pay your penance, otherwise you're going to purgatory.
Yeah, you're going to go to hell, motherfucker. Time out. The fucking money in the basket, you know.
That's the other thing too. You could do whatever you want for 6 days, but as long as you show up for an hour on Sunday, you're good.
10%.
You know what I think would be fucking hilarious if they made the little basket they pass around even bigger. You know what I mean? Just like real big, just to make you feel like you had to fill that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like this big ass fucking
Easter basket.
Yeah.
No, man, I'm talking like.
Well, they pass it around. All the entire service,
but I think it would be funnier, like, you know, instead of that small little plate, you patch around this big basket. Fat fucking bowl, you know what I mean? Just this huge, shopping, you know what I mean? Something
roll
like
that bitch down the road.
You know what's great about that little tray that they pass around because you can always tell who sinned the most because somebody will just tuck a dollar in there and then somebody will throw in $100. What were you doing last night, pal?
Let me tell you what. I sort of had to become part of the Catholic crew there for a while, and also knew about that cornball basket. I said, you know what I'm going to put in there? A fucking envelope.
I thought you were going to put your tissue in there or something
like
that.
How much money do you think was in that fucking envelope? Nothing. I had to come here on Sunday and give you fucking money.
You should have put an IOU in there.
Man, I don't know. Father Roy might have figured that one out.
Father's this one's 125,000.
Might want to keep that.
Hold on to that one.
Yeah. why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
Yeah.
How'd you guess? Well, I saw your briefcase.
You go somewhere.
That's all it takes. I better put two and two together.
You know, our pets' heads are falling off. You sold my dead parakeet to a blind kid.
Yeah.
And a couple baseball cards.
I told you to Babe Ruth.
The fucking bird's got duct tape around its fucking neck.
Did you ever watch Dumb and Dumber, Tom?
Yeah.
That was a good one, huh?
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, ridiculous. It's funny when he came off of, what was that? In Living Color.
Oh, yeah. Jim Carrey started.
Man, you know.
A lot of people don't know that.
He was, you ever seen him do Pee Wee Herman?
No.
I can honestly say I missed that sketch.
I mean, he's I used to like that, and when he used to do the fireman dude.
Yeah.
Fireman Jack or whatever his name was.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he was, I forget what it was. It's not the Oscars, but it's another real big event.
The Academy Awards.
The AVN.
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
Did you ever see when he showed up?
No.
Oh, fuck, dude. This was all live. This is live. So they're having this big Academy Award thing, and the chick's up there talking about Billy Bob's getting this award and this and that. And this dude comes walking down the entryway smoking a cigarette, looking like this hippie dude, long hair.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And it was him. And he made it right to the stage. You know, it was kind of true. Curry, he was an interesting dude.
He was. Do you remember when he played in the movie Man on the Moon? And he was portraying, I can't think of the guy's name.
Neil Armstrong?
No.
Buzz Aldrin?
No.
I saw him when he was he was in this big dome and he was, growing up,
Truman Show.
Truman Show.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty interesting.
I was thinking about it driving one day. I was like, "What if you were just driving down the street and everyone you pass was just flipping you off?" And you're like, "What the fuck's wrong with everybody? Some kind of Truman Show shit?"
Right? That's fucking hilarious. No, I was talking about where he portrays Andy Kaufman. That's who it is, Andy Kaufman. And it was hilarious because during the movie, Andy Kaufman goes out on stage, he's performing, and before he does, this guy comes out and tells the whole audience, he goes, "Could you please put out your cigarettes?" Because Andy Kaufman does not, want to breathe in any smoke, he's allergic to it, and so everybody puts it out, and then here comes Jim Carrey as Andy Kaufman out on stage smoking a cigarette going, "Hey, how you doing? How's it going?" And it's fucking hilarious because everybody just put out their wasted their fucking cigarette because, for out of respect for this guy, and he comes out, he's already smoking a cigarette. Stuff like that.
You know what? Me and Josh went to the movies when we were younger. You know what movie we saw together, Josh? I want to know if you freaking saw this one, Tom. We saw fucking Borat.
Oh my gosh, dude.
This is my neighbor. Two Shuk Duliak bites. He's a real pain in my ass.
Oh, by me. God.
Fucking Borat.
You didn't see Borat?
Yeah. I get to step. He gets to step. Much. I get the window from glass. He gets a window from glass. I get the clock radio. He cannot afford. Great success. This is my sister. Number two prostitute in all of Kansas.
He goes, "Hey, you look like Michael Jackson. Beat It." Oh my god.
And then when he goes to the church and he's like, "Oh, does Jesus love so and so?" "Yeah. Does Jesus love me? Yeah. Does he love this? Yeah. Does he love my brother Bilo?" "Yeah.
Brother Bilo?"
He goes, "Nobody loves my brother Bilo."
"You mean to tell me the guys who shoved the big rubber fist in my anus were a homosexual?" "Yes, that's what I'm telling you." He just gets up and leaves.
"Where is this pussy magnet?"
"What is she doing?" "She's sucking some dick, man."
You gotta hand it to Sacha Baron Cohen, man. When he fucking, I saw this behind the scene kind of thing where he was talking about, that nude scene. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. If you've seen the movie Borat, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Dude, I honestly can't remember that. We must have been.
I remember watching you laughing on the ground.
Oh my god, it was it was insane. I don't understand how anybody could not watch that and just not laugh. It just, yeah. But anyway, he was talking about that, you know, the nude scene and everything. I mean, it gets pretty bad, you know.
They see dick.
Well, I mean, they got like one guy's face and the other guy's ass and shit like that. But anyway, I guess what they did was they showered like multiple times, you know.
So
maybe
they
like
say.
So they say, you know what I mean?
Wash that brown off your face.
You know, I don't know if they were using soap. I don't know if soap and shampoo were involved or whatever.
Anything like that, you got to put your face in my ass.
Well, I mean, just think about, how far you go just for, you know, the success of this movie or whatever. I think it's pretty insane. I wouldn't do it, but I'm just saying, you know, you got to kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, he did kind of go over the top with Bruno. I don't know if any of you guys saw that, but that was like a...
I did not see it. You know what was funny? I had a guy tell me, he goes, Josh, if you go see... It was my coworker. He goes, Josh, if you go see Bruno, he goes, you're fucking gay. He goes, you are. You're just gay. I'm like, you just fucking saw it.
He
goes, I know. He goes, but... Oh, he goes, dude, he goes, I'm telling you right now, he goes...
Rolling the dice?
Crazy.
No, there's no rolling the dice. You're going in there to watch an hour and a half long gay porno, basically.
Shit.
Which is cool if you like that kind of stuff, but if you don't, be careful. One scene in the movie...
I thought Borat was cool. I can't see myself watching it.
So
it's like
other than
Ollie G.
I'll give you a little... just a quick little... Watch. In the show, he does like a TV show, right? And one of the clips is it zooms in on his dick... and his penis hole goes Bruno like that. Okay, they zoomed in and they showed it. I mean,
we got a few minutes. We got Shorty about to go off, so we're gonna end today's pod. We're gonna send you out with a little love, hate, sex, pain.
Man, that fucking sun is starting to settle over the fucking mountains. Time to come out, and it's time to fucking play. Fuck. So I know you got this song on, and this is a good song to come out and introduce yourself. You know, shit, no fucking around when the Boogeyman comes out. You know, you don't want to meet. Well, Shorty, today's the big fucking day. You might be taller than the fucking stick in a few more minutes. I'll tell you what. These guys you're going to meet next Sunday, or not next Sunday, but maybe in September, they're going to look at you. Shit, man, you're going to be looking like what's that ham they sell on Sundays? Hickory ham or something like that. They're gonna fucking eat you up, boy. Shit. Take you to fucking Easter. I mean, hey, you might be fast because you're playing that college bullshit. Welcome to the real deal. And if you think that something doesn't happen, the real deal, listen, that's my dick. We could ask RG3. Oh, shit. Who's the... Oh, man. Can't think of his name. He used to play for the Eagles. McNabb, yeah. Johnny Football. I mean, I got too much fucking money, but no fucking brain. Is Dave here?
Dave's here.
Hey.
He's here.
Dave is here. Look out, everybody, especially you in Florida. Dave is coming to fucking get you.